Changes that work are called successful and growth. Now, how about that? We are all rather remarkable people here at the University of Healing because we are always having change. So therefore, we call any change we have something that works. Therefore, it is called success and growth. See, that's ipso facto, therefore, and to wit. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, bringing you the instant inspiration. Change that works is called success and growth. Think of that. Think of that every moment that you do anything at all. I'm hesitant to do a lot of things with the staff of the university here and with the people who are working here and people who are visiting, because they think that I am not very nice when I make these changes. And they argue with me, and they shout at me, and they will not let me say things that have to be said. And so I just say, okay, perfect, done. You take on from there. I'm clear. I just go outside and play in the forest and run around in the woods and drive the golf carts and so forth and just have a ball. And they say, well, Herb, we would like to demonstrate in our life a few lovely miracles. And I say, well, you can't have them. You're not worthy of having miracles in your life. You're not worthy of having any experiences in your life that is beneficial or successful or growthful for you. You are not worthy of it. Herb, that's not what you teach. Oh, what I teach is whatever cause you put in motion, that is the effect that you're going to have. Whatever cause you put in motion, that's the effect you're going to have. Now, I put lots of causes in motion, and I speak my word for each of you. Oh, for instance, I was talking to a lady on the phone today, and she was telling me of a problem she had. And I said, have you ever said to yourself, I'm whole and perfect? She said, but I'm not. I said, have you ever said to yourself, I'm whole and perfect? But I'm not. Have you ever said to yourself that I'm whole and perfect? Don't you hear me? I told you I'm not. I am not whole and perfect. I have a problem, and that's what I want you to help me with. Well, have you ever heard of the idea of saying I'm whole and perfect? No. Well, then you haven't listened to me at all, because I'm saying this to everybody all the time. I'm saying to everybody all the time that according to your thought, it is done unto you. Now, what is your thought? Is your thought that you are sick? Then be sick. Go to the Kronken house. Go to the house for the sick, the house for the misery, the house for the people who are not going to come home. You know, that's what they say about hospitals. They say in hospitals, they have more deaths than anywhere else. And of course, that's understandable because people are very, very sick when they go there and on their last legs and nothing works. But if they'd gone there earlier, it would have worked. But in any event, whatever cause you want to put in motion, you have to put it in motion very positively, very beautifully, and very effectively. But you don't do that. What you do is you say, I have this appearance, and this appearance belongs to me, and this is what I'm going to do. And I say, okay, hey, I won't argue with you about that. Whatever you choose, whatever appearance is in your life, and it's making you happy, oh, don't change it. Because if you change it, then you will grow and you'll expand and you'll be different. But if you change it, then you won't have that to complain about. And people love things to complain about. They just love that. You know, one of the rules that I teach here at the ranch, the monastery, at school of the master and everything else we have here, is when you give a gift, the person receiving the gift may do anything they want with it. And if you ever judge them on what they do with your gift, then you haven't freely given the gift. You are still hanging on to it. You're still owning it. Now, there's a lot of people who do silly things with gifts. I have seen the little children. They go on trick-or-treating. You know what trick-or-treating is. On Halloween, you go to house and say, trick-or-treat, and I have nothing for you. Okay. So they take out their bar of soap, and they swish it all over the windows, you know. And some of the not nicer kids come and put wax on the window instead of soap. But they take the soap and squish it over the window. And the lady says, that's very nice to you. Now I don't have to put soap on it when I wash the window tomorrow, you know. But you see, if you always look for the positive, always look for the happy, always look for the right action. But these kids go out trick-or-treating. And what are they doing when they're going out? They get boxes and boxes of candy, handfuls from the candy jars, and they put them in their bags. And then they reach in the bag with their wet hands and stick it in their mouth, and then they reach in again with their wet hands. Pretty soon there's a hole in the bottom of their bag because of their wet hand, you know. They don't realize that it's there. And so they're walking up the street and dropping candy out all along the street, and you think, what a waste! What a waste! Well, it's not a waste. It's not a waste. It's part of the game. I couldn't have told you this story if it hadn't happened. But it is just part of the story. Now, what do you care whether that child loses that candy on the street, or whether that child eats the candy and loses his teeth, or whether that child takes the candy home and gives it to his little baby brother? What do you do? You know, one parent gave something very special to the people who came for trick and treat. He gave each of them from the dealer. You know how these dealers come around, and gave each of them a sample tube of toothpaste and a toothbrush, because his work was a dentist, and he was teaching them how to brush their teeth. And he gave me just a sample, toothpaste and a toothbrush. Now you say, well, that's not too cool. Hey, how many of those kids, let's say there's 100 kids go by his house in a night. How many of those kids are going to brush their teeth with that toothpaste and toothbrush that they got and that they were expected? I'd say at least a dozen or more out of 100, which is a very good return, you know. You get 10% return on your money, you're 17% or better, man, you feel very good. Well, this is how it is. This is how it is. We give. We share who and what we are. And we don't ask how it's used. If they take the toothpaste and throw it away, or stomp on it when they get it, whoosh, out goes the toothpaste, you know, and they just have a lot of fun. Or whether they use it, or they show it to their mother, and their mother says, just a minute, I must do a chemical analysis of this first to make sure there's no poison in there. But whatever they do, they just have lots of fun. Now, whenever we give a gift and we do not check to see how it's used. We do not check to see if it's used. If we find evidence that the gift is not used right by a tube of toothpaste on the ground, you know, we don't think a thing about it. We know our investment is paying off. We know that at least 17% of the kids who take it are going to use it. And that's very good. And maybe of that 17%, maybe 60% are their parents are going to use it. They'll take it along on their next business trip, you know. And it's nice to have the little tiny piece of a little bit of toothpaste in the container. That's really quite nice. But now think of these things here. Change that works is called successful and growth. So if we have an attitude that when we give things, we like to have it be appreciated, we change that attitude. And we just give because we're having fun giving. And I insist to all of you, the best gift you can give to anybody is a gift that you would like to receive yourself. If you like candy of a certain kind, well then give that kind. And if it's very expensive, which it should be, you give a smaller portion. A little box of See's candies like this here, is much more exciting than a big box of Labubu candy that is filled with straw and other things that are, you know, they have them like that. The cheaper candies just don't have all the good stuff in it, you know. And there's some kind that you buy that are just, oh, so good, you know, so wonderful. But they're very expensive because it's a quality product. So think of those things. If you give something you would like to receive, then you have given your best. And that's a beautiful thing. So think about that. Think about that when you're thinking about how you're going to work with the world around you. Change that works is called successful in growth. When we can change our attitude about gifts that we're giving, and instead of judging, just plain give and be happy. When we can change our attitude about the people in our world, and instead of seeing them doing something that we're not harmonious with, go for it. Let them do whatever they want to do and see them be happy. Now, we have somebody who has a tendency to be very bossy to us. And as they're very bossy to us, our tendency is to be bossy back to them, which is unfortunate. And as we're bossy back to them, then they're bossy to us, and we're bossy to them, and they're bossy to us, and we're bossy to them, and they're bossy to us, and so forth. And it's not a very pleasant situation. So someone has to break this spell and let it be us. So someone's bossy to us, and you say, hey, that might be a good idea. One of these days I'll try that out. You know? And they can't sell anymore because you've already bought the product. You may not choose to ever do it, but as far as they're concerned, you bought the product. So they stop pitching you. They stop pushing you. Always be on top of yourself. Always be master. Don't let anyone raise your dander. Don't let anyone make you tell lies. Don't let anyone make you feel inferior or unconsciously improper in any way. Don't. Just be yourself and have fun. Enjoy yourself. Yeah? Enjoy yourself. And when you enjoy yourself, you know what happens?
Enjoy yourself.
Everybody else enjoys themselves too. When you enjoy yourself, everybody enjoys themselves. If you give a gift you like, everyone will like the gift that you give. It's just the way it is. My wife paid a compliment to me today. She said she was reading a book on verbal abuse, on people who speak to other people and abuse them by saying unkind things. And she says, you know, Herb, in the book it spoke about the opposite of verbal abuse, and that is a person who has charisma and who is just so sparkling that everyone feels good in their presence. And she says, Herb, that's you. You have charisma. Everybody feels sparkling in your presence. I said, do you too? She says, oh, yes. That's why I mentioned it. And I said, well, thank you very much. But you see, when you have charisma, when you like yourself and believe in yourself, everybody gets a message. Everybody gets a message, and it's wonderful. And this is the same that's true for you and for me and all of us. Do you want the message? Do you want to believe in yourself? Do you want to have charisma?
Yes.
If you do, then claim it. Mm-hmm. And you'll be a success at it. And you'll be enjoying it thoroughly. So with that in mind, you all have a lovely day. This is Christmas Day. And the instant inspiration for today is give whatever makes you happy. Share whatever makes you happy. Live whatever makes you happy. And you'll make everybody in your world happy. I love you. I love you. I love you.